From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Matthew Smith. A total of 123 people have now tested positive for COVID-19 in Vermont, and 8 people have died. State Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine announced the latest numbers at a press conference just this morning. 6 of those deaths are associated with the outbreak at the Burlington Health and Rehab Center. A woman who lives at the residence at Quarry Hill Elder Care Facility in South Burlington has been tested positive for COVID-19. 7 Days reports that the patient developed symptoms days after a stay at the Burlington Health and Rehab earlier this month. That's according to a spokesperson for the LCB Senior Living. The patient lives in Quarry Hill's memory care unit, which consists of 25 individual apartments that are separate from the independent and assisted living areas. The facility's 91 other patients are in self-isolation, according to a spokesperson. The leader of the state Senate says Vermont could get more than $500 million in federal aid under the COVID-19 legislation agreed to in principle last night in Washington. The state could face a $100 to $200 million revenue shortfall in the next 3 months, but Senate President Tim Ash told his colleagues this morning the federal legislation could go a long way to help the state's looming fiscal crisis.
It could mean Vermont getting $260 million for hospitals. It could mean schools getting $60 million. It could mean state and local governments getting $300 million. So obviously these are big, helpful numbers if it materializes this way.
The aid package still needs a final vote in the U.S. Senate and approval by the U.S. House. Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan says his office is seeing a rise in scams related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Donovan says the most common ones are charities that pretend to raise money for coronavirus relief and ones that offer so-called remedies for the virus. States have also struggled to rein in third-party retailers online that sell products like toilet paper and hand sanitizer at extremely high prices. Donovan says his office has received some reports of price gouging.
So we're not seeing as much as other states, but we're seeing it and we're on it. And we're going to continue to do our job to protect Vermont consumers, protect Vermont employees.
Donovan says people should contact the AG's Consumer Protection Office to report any potential scams or price gouging. A look at the weather this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy in the south with a slight chance of a rain or snow shower, mainly near the Massachusetts border. Highs in the low to mid 40s, some upper 40s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, winds becoming south and southeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour. For VPR News, I'm Matthew Smith.